Thank you and good morning. Del Norte County voters will have two supervisor races to decide in November after the Del Norte County Elections Office released the final vote tallies from last week's primary. Incumbent Supervisor Roger Gitlin got just under 50% of the 874 votes cast and will face off against challenger Catherine Murray for the District 1 seat. In District 5, David Finnegan and Bob Berkowitz were the top vote-getters in a five-person race, and they'll run against each other in November as well. Finnegan received 491 votes of 1,300 cast in the race, and Berkowitz was right on his heels with 469 of the votes cast. In the 2nd District, longtime incumbent Martha McClure was defeated by challenger Lori Cowan, who avoided a runoff by securing 64% of the 1,084 votes that were cast. Two men suffered major injuries in a single-vehicle collision on the Avenue of the Giants yesterday afternoon, and the driver was later arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. That driver, 36-year-old Myers Flatman Bud Ross, was headed southbound when he lost control of his Subaru. The car left the roadway and slammed into a redwood tree. Ross suffered major injuries and was taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital, while a passenger, who was riding in the back unrestrained, also suffered major injuries and was taken to St. Joe's in Eureka. A second passenger in the front seat suffered minor injuries, and Ross was arrested before he was released for medical treatment. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a domestic violence incident that then turned into a foot pursuit that ended up with the Washington School closing its campus as a wanted man fled through the neighborhood. Deputies arrested 22-year-old Isaiah Beecham for domestic violence, as well as two outstanding warrants for felony domestic violence, after he fled a residence on Fern Street. As a precaution, Washington School went into lockdown while Eureka police officers and sheriff's deputies searched the area. They located Beecham on P Street. The female victim in the latest domestic violence incident suffered minor injuries, and Beecham's bail was set at $105,000. Next year, the state of California will begin a pilot program that will charge drivers for miles driven instead of having consumers pay a gas tax at the pump to generate funding for road maintenance. The California pilot program will be partly based on an ongoing program in Oregon that allows drivers to participate voluntarily. Today and tomorrow, representatives from California, Oregon, and Washington will meet to discuss transportation funding, a key issue in all three states that has impacts down to the city level. More fuel-efficient vehicles on the road and a drop in the gas sales tax have negatively impacted needed funding for road maintenance. It's an issue that Humboldt County leaders are currently dealing with. Tom Mattson, Director of Public Works, said that his department needs a steady source of funding, however it's generated.
There's three bills being argued back and forth by the state of California right now, varying, I think, from $3 to $7 billion a year. But there's a lot of discussion about where the money's going to come from. The needs are known. The facts are out there.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone sat down for Talk Shop yesterday, and one of the issues that was discussed was the trouble that local business owners are having in finding reliable, qualified employees. Bone mentioned that we talk a lot about creating jobs, but points out that there are a lot of open positions that, due to several factors, are going unfilled.
The biggest thing I see today, I am averaging 2 to 4 phone calls a day from people asking me, where do I hire people? I'm getting it from the dairy ranchers, I'm getting it from the construction guys, I'm getting it from beer distributors. They cannot find people that can pass a, you know, a whiz quiz and show up to work every morning. I had a guy tell me the other day, I just need a guy that'll show up every day, be here for 8 hours, so if I tell him go pick that up, he can go pick it up. I don't even know if he has to think that far outside the box. I'll tell him what he needs to do all day.
Bone said he attended a recent job fair that featured dozens of local employers and government agencies, and that he was heartened to see the traffic of those searching for a job. But he also said that even when an employer brings on a new hire, there is no guarantee it's a good fit.
I've had multiple dairy guys call and say they're having trouble finding guys to work. I was in an auto shop yesterday, and the guy was telling me, he says, I had a guy come in, he showed up 3 days in a row to work late. And they came in a half hour later and said, I think I might go home. I just can't handle this. 23-year-old kid just didn't want to work anymore.
You can hear Supervisor Rex Bone discuss employment and employment issues, among other topics, on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.